Truth. Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode the second with the Ralph Winterode Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And it's been an interesting 2 weeks. Monitor problems. Finally got a good working monitor, and I got old birch tree pollen and all the other good stuff that happens up here this time of year. And man, I tell you, it's been interesting, but I'm back on the saddle again. Got the allergies under control, and found some good allergy medicine that doesn't make me want to sleep 24/7, which has been an interesting time. And I got word that the person that is doing the home page for me, setting it up initially with WordPress, is ready for me to start giving him information. So I'm looking, I got a few more things of how to go about displaying it for the people that donate or can't donate and ask to be get access to all lots of documentation that I have that most people don't have access to. And I want to get it set up. My email is ralph@alaskaminuteman.com. It's a $250 donation, and the purpose for that is to pay for the legal fees, and I owe a person $27,000 to he paid the foreclosure on this. I'm going to be suing the Matsu Borough, but this is going to be a good year. Finally got a great monitor, 55-incher. It's a 4K. And it's amazing. And in July, I'm going in to get my cataract replaced with a lens that will give me full 20/20 vision, because my vision keeps getting worse all the time. So that's on the agenda. So when I can actually see, that's going to make me really dangerous. I'll be able to Google those women really good, huh? Right? I get myself really in trouble. Amazing stuff going on. And I want to set my home page up. especially for people that would like to see documents, be downloading, putting cases on, so you can actually read, like the Fourth Circuit case that's in the appellate court, and you can see some of the nonsense that's going on. That Trump is bringing these liars and thieves out of the woodwork. They're coming from everywhere. You just can't believe how deep the liars and thieves are in this country. They're everywhere, literally. That's why I say, you know, watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. You just can't make this stuff up. But we've got some really interesting cases. We're going to got one in Minnesota. And I got to go in and check here. I'll check here during break with Richard Rappert. And people who have been listening to the show know that he stood and fought. And Christian, because we've learned a whole bunch. And one of the things I want to do also is with my homepage is make cases available. I'd like to be able to sort them by subject, but I don't think that's going to be possible. I can't make it mirror my computer, but I want to have cases, especially for people that have access to the IRS list, so that you can find different cases. Or when I do these legal briefs that I gave away, I give them away. Fine, or change them, or drop them in the trash, because I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. Check everything out I say. Believe nothing that anybody tells you, including me. But I want to try to give the information in writing and then give an insight to maybe understanding it for people that don't have the time to dedicate to it like I do. And I think I have probably a knack of doing this. I have access to Westlaw, which most people don't. And if you don't have access to Westlaw and you are taking on the corrupt overthrown republic, you're basically weeing in the wind. You have almost the chances of doing anything is somewhere between slim and none. These people are liars. There is no rule of law yet. There are certain courts that are abiding by some rule of law, but it's a really an uphill battle. And anyway, back with what's going on with Rappert's case, Richard Rappert in Minnesota, is that he started off getting the vindictive from another case, a detective. Well, we can get around and get this guy. Send an email. Let's go after him. With a guy that has no authority to do anything. A detective. From the good old state of Minnesota. And the Minnesota... And I, the best word that I can come up with today is they're identified as a state of the United States. They're not one of the several states. They are a state of the United States. The other one is a definition of a vassal state, V-A-S-S-A-L. They have some independence, but they are totally subservient to and including MAMA, which is the federal system. And we have two of them now, and I'm going to get into that. We have evidence of it now. How about those apples? Yes. We're in a big pissing match with Randy Kirkendall's case, and we're going to try to expose to this for what's going on. But back to Richard Rappert's case, I learned something. I'm open to anything. I wanted to go to trial by jury, and he said, no, do a bench trial. And he was right. And the reason why you never, ever do a tax case, never do a tax case. And I got some transcripts in now from a back case, from a guy that worked for Alyeska, and I got to go through those. Those are absolutely astounding how they railroaded him. Once you understand how they are doing it, it is a great magical trick of liars. So back to Rappert's case. He gets in there and he's got these people that are in there testifying. And as you heard, you know, I was there in the first hour. I shook my head because I saw what was happening. And Senyk, S-E-N-Y-K, was the judge. Hauser was the prosecutor, dumber than a rock, still dumber than a rock. How he got to be a attorney is amazing, and how he got to be at a, in a county, the guy in charge, I have no idea. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, I shook my head, and the judge said, no, you do that one more time, and you're leaving, because I'm sitting here, I'm just shaking my, I can't believe this. This is just absolute freaking flat-out damn lies these guys are telling. And they just, this is supposed to be a court of justice. And the judge said that he said that in a trial, a bench trial it's called, you can discuss the law. Well, he wouldn't allow Rappert to discuss the law. Because this is the reason why you have a bench trial, because the judge is supposed to put the law in and the facts to support the law, the essential elements of the charges. And the game that it's a game, this unlawful trial by jury, all of this nonsense is so blatant when you actually start to understand the concepts. These people got in there. First of all, they're using IRS forms, 1099s. They're putting in, they're filling them out. They have no idea why. One gal said, well, we sent it, or one guy, well, he sent it to an accounting firm. The other one, I rely upon my QuickBooks computer. Oh, really? Can we bring it in and have it testify to the validity of what's going on? We asked every, I didn't say we. When I say we, I it's Rappert's doing this because I'm not an attorney. But anyway, he was asked them, do you understand any of the terms? No. Have you looked up any of the terms? No. Are you going to look up any of the terms? No. This is the first, if you will, maxim of how the game, the corrupt illusion of a trial by jury is conducted. This is how traffic is conducted. Almost every case that you will see in a court is conducted by the illusion that you think you understand the words, common usage, and they use terms. Now, the exceptions to that are probably murder cases, things along those lines. They bring in experts. They explain everything in great detail. Well, this means that. DNA means this. They don't do that because, you see, in a IRS or a state tax case, oh, we can't talk about the law. Wait a minute. It isn't the law. It's the terms. And I found the definition of means in Supreme Court cases. Anytime the exclusive use of a word uses means, or anytime means of a word, that term, that's the exclusive use of it. It means it shall be on the record because the people listening to it do not understand what's going on. We don't understand what's going on. We have what we think we know is true is a flat-out damn lie. We're in the Matrix. And I and Rappert tried to bring up these cases just like individual. You fill out an individual income tax form. What's an individual? Well, you go look it up in the dictionary, and why? That's where we all go, right? Because how many people are going to go look up the term and have the term definition to be able to word search it, which I can in Westlaw. I can just put in advanced search and put in individual means and see where every place is ever defined anywhere since hell froze over, basically. All of the regulations, all the statutes, anywhere. And I can combine it just to Title 26. I can do that in 10 seconds. You can have 10,000 attorneys and not find this. I admire the people that used to fight the IRS. Some of them are dead. But just by reading it. But with computers, man, the power is unbelievable. And with Westlaw, you can do ADV, advanced search, colon. And with a, I can teach somebody in 10 minutes how to, I can't teach them to read, but I can sure as hell teach them how to find this stuff to start understanding. So what's an individual? How come we can't talk about that? Do you really think you're an individual? Well, you go look at 5 United States Code, 552A, parenthesis A, parenthesis 2. An individual is a citizen of the United States, or it says means. It says an individual means. That means any time you use that. And above it, it says agencies. It's every freaking damn agency in the world of the federales. Individual means a citizen of the United States or an alien. Means. Well, then the obvious question is, which a guy in Idaho put in some of these. He went into court here last week. And in a kangaroo court into Idaho, and he brought these issues up, and the judge gets, well, that's all fine. We're just going to handle with what we're doing. It's just like water off a duck's back, these people. But individual, well, what's a citizen of the United States then? This is the key. Finally, I've got to think to the bottom of the abyss of hell. We don't know who we are. So the first thing would have to be determined in Rappert's case, is he a citizen of the United States or is he an alien? Well, it says means. Oh, we can't talk about that. Really? So then in his testimony, we got one gal that's doing a withholding agent. Well, we got her to the questions. Yeah, I was a withholding agent. I withheld money. Why? Well, because the revenue guy from Minnesota said to withhold money. Well, that's the reason why. Oh, yeah. If somebody tells me to do this, why? Wait a minute. Does that make you not liable? Now, this gal said, oh, no, I have no interest. She's the one that said QuickBooks is what she relied upon to fill out all, to make sure all the stuff is correct. And she said, I have no interest in looking up any terms. No, I'm not going to look them up. Well, then that makes you liable, lady. You have been given notice. Tried to bring up the definition of a withholding agent. Who in our constitutional republic is actually required? Who can act as a withholding agent? Well, guess. The damn stuff. It's right in Title 26 U.S.C. 7701 A and in parentheses 16 in parentheses. The term withholding agents, it's in quotation marks, so we know exactly. You can't change what's in quotation marks, so we know what the term is. The two words go together, withholding agent. You will not find it normally ever defined in any state code. Why? Because the states require, before they can have a state income tax, there must be a duty, a known legal duty, and you got to be real careful how you phrase that, known legal duty for whom? Citizens of the several states or a citizen of the United States? Or an alien? Those known legal duties are different. It says, means. Okay, so we know what comes behind it is absolute. Any person. Well, who's a person? Well, it's defined right above in 1, 7701, A1. It's an individual, a trust, a state, partnership, association, company, or corporation. Well, we'll go with individuals. So we're back to citizen of the United States. So that is a term that has to be defined. Am I an individual? Am I a citizen of the United States? Or am I a alien? Maybe I'm a damn alien. I don't know. And then it continues on, which it says any person required to deduct and withhold. Is there any doubt about what is the result is here? It says required to and deduct. So required to deduct and withhold. Back in a minute. Thank you.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back here, and talk about this trial, Roberts case. And so it says here, it says required to deduct and withhold any tax. Now that's totally comprehensive. Any tax, right? And you're required to deduct and withhold. Is there any doubt that it's totally comprehensive of anything in Title 26? This is all about Title 26. Then it limits the provisions. It says under the provisions of, and it cites four Subtitle A entities. 1441, that's 26 U.S.C. 1441, non-resident aliens, 1442, foreign corporations, 1443, foreign organizations, and 1461, which was a hold harmless clause of you could sue somebody if they're taking money out. This judge would not allow us to get Richard to get all of this into the records about what that was about. Why? He did not address it in his judgment. Why? Because he couldn't. It would expose that whole fraud. This is a constitutional part. See, that's the part of what makes all of this amazing conglomeration of junk we have now called code. They mix in all sorts of stuff. And they take paragraphs, and they split them all up, and then they take, well, this word is a term in this section. How are we supposed to figure out what the hell they're talking about when it's, well, it's only good in this section, but it's not good in that section, it's not good over here. There's no way you could figure out what's really going on. It takes a lot of expertise. which the average person does not have because they don't spend their time doing this stuff, and it's not what they want to do. They're trying to make a living and get along with life. So they wouldn't allow the withholding agent definition in there. And the judge will not, Senek won't address it. So then they can have the audacity to bring up the experts. Two people with corn cobs stuffed up their tush, arrogant. Oh, I've got a degree, and I am, oh, yada, yada, I am impressed. Wow. How many subtitles of taxes are there in Title 26? Well, I don't know. Well, what subtitle of tax is this charge about? I don't know. Really? Do you think that all of these different subtitles of taxes are all different? There are five subtitles of taxes in Title 26. There's an individual income tax for citizens of the United States or aliens. There's an excise tax for gifts to states. There's a subtitle C for employment taxes, which comes under the Social Security Act. And that's a statutory, by the way, statutory employer. And there is a place on there whether you have a statutory employer or not. Isn't that amazing? Do you know that there is no such thing as a notice of deficiency for Subtitle C? Yep. Wait a minute. Wages is defined only in Subtitle C, the definition of wages. How can that be? Well, we don't know. Boy, they don't want to hear this. Senek did not want to hear that. In this case down there, we got Subtitle D, which is a bunch of excise taxes. Excise taxes are like alcohol, where there's a built-in tax in some product that you buy. And then there may be another tax upon it locally. And Subtitle E, which happens to be, of course, ATF, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. And these people don't even know what subtitle of tax it is. You can't make this stuff up. And they proceed forward in this case like nothing's going on. Now, this Judge Senek, he is supposed to be, because it's a bench trial, how can these people be testifying to anything that has any validity about anything? They are totally unqualified because they don't know anything about hell. Nothing. Like, you can't make this stuff up. And then Judge Senek gets around in his decision and he puts in all sorts of things that were never entered into evidence. Because he's an inquisitor. It's an inquisitor is somebody that does their own investigation and comes to their own decisions. They're not bound by the rule of law. That's an inquisitor. What's the torch today? Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, well, we're back here. So, in Roberts' case, put in a writ of mandamus to make that judge cynic obey the statutes. One of the statutes in Minnesota is that the state of Minnesota can only audit the taxpayer's return. But wait a minute, there is no taxpayer's return. The taxpayer's return has to exist prior to the state of Minnesota can even do anything. And they put that in their discovery. There has to be a federal thing. And then Senex tries to get, well, you don't have to, and the same thing in Idaho. Well, you just figure it out. You don't have to file it. Oh, I'm going to figure out the Form 1040 individual income tax. I'm not going to file it so that I can file a state income tax. They're doing that in Idaho and the same type of nonsense in Minnesota. In Grunstead case in Idaho and in Rappert's case in Minnesota. Now, who in his right mind is going to fill it out so that he can file a state, and if he doesn't have a known legal duty as a citizen of one of the several states, because he's not a citizen of the United States. Why would he be so stupid as to do that? This is how they try to cover it. So this was filed in a writ of mandamus, and the appellate court, the Court of Appeals for Minnesota, said, oh, we're going to relax the rules. Now, they put in cases of under a mandamus, if there is a statutory law, if the judge has no discretion, then the upper court can force him to obey the law. Well, they said, well, we're going to relax the rules. I looked all this up. Relax the rules on the attorney rules. What the heck does that have to do with statutory law? There is a duty to obey the statute. The judge has no discretion to disregard statutory law. And they said, well, we're going to use the guise of relaxing the rules under the attorney rules. I don't give a good whatever's about your attorney rules. You make them rule, they can all be two-headed or homos or I don't care, transvestite. It's irrelevant. That is no issue. That issue is not there. So I took their stuff and researched it out and shoved it right back in their face again. So there was a appeal because they turned it into construed. Construed, that's a nice word. We are going to construe something into being an appeal. So Rappert filed back in a motion, expedited motion, to reinstall or reinstate the mandamus because the Court of Appeals obviously doesn't know how to read their own stuff. I spent a lot of time and dug up their own stuff that says there's no discretion. This is your stuff. You SOBs wrote it. So what are we doing here? So there was an appeal due on the 24th of last month. And if Rappert had filed an appeal, then that would have made the motion moot because he would have submitted. And he chose to, no, we're not doing that. They have to rule on that motion. It's a legitimate motion. Either deny it. Tell me why, or you can play your little game, and then we got other things to do. Habeas corpus, ad subjunctum, a real habeas corpus is one of many options to do. Because you guys are out of control. We got a swamp up there that needs draining in Minnesota. Oh, God, in every state they are. But I happen to be working several cases doing research for Minnesota. And so that is just sitting there. That time is went and passed, and Rappert's supposed to go before Senate here, I think, the end of next Friday, and put in a motion to have it put off because the Court of Appeals is denying due process of law because they are refusing to address the issue because you see the other thing that was added into there that I didn't have before? Y'all in the you all up there, even though you're not in the South, the good old state of Minnesota, you only allow citizens of the United States to vote. You are denying the elective franchise to the citizens of Minnesota. That's a denial of due process of law. You have overthrown the republic. You have accepted money, benefits, to be act as a citizen of the United States. Which only Congress can do. That's what I found in the 1938 congressional record back of 1887. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment changed absolutely not one damn thing in this country. Oh, they don't tell you that, do they? All it does, the only thing it does, and that's in the Cruikshank case, is one of many. If the state makes a law that is discriminatory, or the state, quote, actors, people that are supposedly have authority, if they are discriminating by race, color, religion, or something, then Congress can enforce through the, quote, character of a citizen of the United States to make the state or the state actors come in line. That's all those three amendments do. Have you ever heard that before? Probably not, because everybody thinks they are a citizen of the United States. So the question becomes, why is the state of Minnesota restricting only a citizen of the United States to, quote, vote, when the courts have said that the right of a citizen United States has no right to vote? There's no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. Doesn't exist. It's a citizen of Minnesota, or a citizen of Texas, or a citizen of North Carolina, citizen of Mississippi. So they're stuck. They have a major problem now. So they have been sitting on this now since the 24th of last month. And here it is, what is today in April? Today is the 14th. And they haven't moved. Nobody's done anything. They're just sitting there, scratching their heads. They've got a deep problem here. And I'm going to be putting that mandamus on the homepage for the people that are on the IRS list and the follow-up on it. And if people want to read it, you're absolutely welcome to read it. But you're going to have to ask to be on the list. If you can afford to pay $250, post a money order, donate. If you can't, just tell me why. Email me and tell me why you can't, and I'll believe you. And I'll add you to the list. I don't keep anybody off the list. But if you don't have enough incentive to want to look and fight, you're probably one of those just sitting in the crowd waiting to see how it all turns out. Well, that's all well and nice. Maybe eventually when we start to turn some of these things around, you'll join in. But we need people to get involved and to get educated. Knowledge is power. My people die for a lack of knowledge, Jose, Bible. We don't have the we have sold our birthright. That's what I get back. That's why I thought when I tied that into Esau out of the Bible, when he sold his birthright and lost his standing and property, that would make a means for these preachers or pastors or whatever you want to call them to maybe have an understanding why they don't want to be 501c3s. Why do they want citizens of the United States to enter their church and write off the money so that they actually are... They're money changers. And why would you give money to liars, which is out of John 8? Starts in verse 34. The devil is a father of all liars. And in that, my people do not understand my language because God is not in them. And the truth shall make you free. It's all in there, John 8, 34 to 44. I've lost friendships over this already. That's the way it's got to be. It's got to be. People support Hillary. A Democratic Party is Lucifer, is the devil's party. Flat out, because they stand in line behind certified liars. Hillary, Obama, Loretta Lynch, Holder. Can't make this stuff up. Martha Stewart goes to jail for telling a lie. A lie. A lie. And Hillary Clinton is still walking, and thank God Comey got fired. Trump has done two amazing things. He's got a Supreme Court justice that's on the right side of life compared to anything that Obama did. And we got rid of Comey. He was tied into the Clinton Foundation. He protected Hillary. Unbelievable. God, I hope Trey Gowdy, he's going to be my top choice. Of the ones that I know, I don't know the other ones. But I'm telling you what, that is one smart guy. He is quick on the... I have learned several things from him. Spoliation of evidence, where they destroy or hide evidence, is to be taken in your favor, is one of the things that I learned by listening to him. He is heads above these other people that are involved up there in the Senate or in the these congressional committees and querying these criminals. God, I hope what's her name gets Hillary, and I can't think of the gal from the IRS there. God, she was just a liar too. Unbelievable. Okay, so anyway, that's where Rappert's case is sitting. It's just stuck right now. We got another major case. And, of course, the one in Idaho is going to be heating up here shortly. We're waiting to get the transcript. You can't move without transcripts. You've got to have evidence of what these guys say. Next one is down in Mississippi. They took Randy Kirkendall, put him in jail for, I think, 46 months or something like that. He was an Air Force pilot. Did his duty in the military. And, of course, this is the way they treat him. We got a call here. Tom in Florida, you got a question or comment on our subject today, Tom?
Yeah, good day, Ralph. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Yeah, Ralph, what I got to say is this. You were talking about Minnesota earlier. Well, look who's running Minnesota. These people voted for frickin' Franken, Al Franken. You got, I think I heard now that you've got, what, there's four Supreme Justices that are Jewish. You got, I think, 18 Jewish senators in the Senate. And most of the people in Minnesota, Ralph, they're a bunch of liberal and they're Swedish descent. And look at the same people in Sweden, what they've done to Sweden. They've overrun it with illegal with immigration. And now look what's going on in Minnesota with all the Somalis and everybody they're bringing in there. And you wonder why Minnesota's the way it is? You got a bunch of leftist liberals, imbeciles, that don't know what, until they get swallowed up like a great white shark's going to eat them. They don't know what's going on. And then and you have, they voted for a guy like Franken, that clown, that imbecile, that goofy, doofy-looking freak. And that guy's a United States Supreme, he's a senator. And you got the Supreme Court with all these Zog. It's unbelievable what's going on here, Ralph. Look at our country. I was looking out, MS-13's running rampshot all over the United States. What's that going on, Ralph?
Well, all of these states are unfortunately, we've got the same thing down here in Juneau. Our legislators, there are a few good ones that are, not very few, that are trying to get something accomplished down there. And but unfortunately, the Democrats are in control down there, and they're into handouts, and the truth is irrelevant. And I don't know what to say. You know, we got to find out who we are and get judges and expose this stuff. That it takes knowledge. And that's why we need to, I'm not telling people to, but we need people to quit volunteering to file for the IRS. That's your decision. But it's lawful and legal. Quit filing your state income tax stuff. And but you got to have knowledge. And that's what I'm hoping to do with my homepage, is to give you information just like this Real ID Act. It's all the driver's licensing. Alaska hasn't joined that. And I researched that out. That was one of the very first things that I did a couple years ago when that nonsense came out. There is no regulatory authority for it. And I can't think of her name right now. Escapes me, but the gal at the Federal Register. She said, well, probably Congress gave them a pass. And I went in, and sure enough, there is no regulatory authority. They just said, well, we don't have to worry about regulations. And the Real ID Act, they just made it up. There is no substantive or legislative authority, legislative rule for it in the Federal Register. They just made this whole damn thing up for citizens of the United States. And how do they get away with it? Well, because if you're a citizen of the United States, the one that they made up, you have no right, no constitutional rights at all, federal or state.
Well, Ralph, you know what I'm waiting for also to find out? When Obama was president last year, and you had this, the woman was abroad that was in charge of the IRS. She's going after the Tea Partiers. She should be put in prison. Trump should be, they're worried about this Russian deal. That they should be locking Hillary up on the other, I can't remember, Lois Lerner. Yeah, they should be locking both of those broads up. That woman belongs in jail, Ralph. She belongs in jail, what she's doing.
If we get a real FBI director, somebody in charge, we've got Sessions. That man will prosecute. I guarantee you.
I hope so.
If we get a real FBI, I'm telling you, all hell's going to break loose. You watch. And if we can get Trey Gowdy or somebody of his caliber in there, and I'm got my fingers crossed, say a few prayers to get the right. Get somebody in there that's going to do the investigation. Just like, see, I came out when, not patting myself on the back, but when Comey came out and he said, well, we're not going to recommend him for prosecution, that is not his job. And I was listening to a talk show here, Mark Levin. Well, now that we got all these people on here talking about, she usurped the Department of Justice because all he's supposed to do is provide the investigative stuff. How come nobody was talking about that yet before that? All the FBI's authority is to investigate. It is up to the Department of Justice to make a determination to prosecute or not. And I'm not going to do it. He usurped the Department of Justice, and now they're talking about it finally.
Well, Ralph, you're absolutely right. But you know what, Ralph? Here's the main thing I want you to remember. We got to get the narrative. The white males in this country got to take back the narrative of this country, not by a bunch of Zionists or a minority. The majority is supposed to rule on anything. And here's the problem, Ralph, like what's going on here with Robert E. Lee statue being taken down and all this stuff, all this nonsense. That it's always about the alt-right is this, they're bad people. The narrative's got to be taken back by the majority, Ralph. Until that happens, we're always going to be dictated by these minority fools that just want to crush the populist establishment, Ralph.
Well, thanks for the call. We're up there. Anyway, thanks for the call. We're going to go pay some bills here, and we'll be back in just a minute.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, back to the next case that's going to be very interesting, because this stuff is all tied together. Is Randy Kirkendall's case. He's out of Mississippi. He was an Air Force pilot. And they convicted him for willful failure to file. And by the way, tax evasion requires a notice of deficiency. That's an essential element. I think it's 7201. And you can't have a notice of deficiency if you're working for wages. You just can't make this stuff up. But they never do terms. If you look at the transcripts, and like I say, I got Back's transcripts now out of Alyeska, and I'm going to go through those because they're just absolutely... I sat there for one day when they railroaded him, and I wanted to scream at what's going on. You just sit there and see this. Where they're making determinations. They're making statements that are totally untrue. And all of this evidence is we can't talk about. He tried to bring it out in some respects about, well, what's the essential element of this, that I have a bank account or that I bought gold coins or that I did anything? What's the relevant? Oh, we can't talk about that. The essential elements will be given to the jury in the jury instructions. Well, wait a minute. If they don't know what the hell they're seeing, then what are we listening to here? And the testimony, with, like in Rappert's case and in Back's case, and what I've seen in Grunstead, it's irrelevant. It doesn't have any bearing on anything. Okay, so I had money in the bank. Ooh, wow, golly gee whiz. So, what's the relevance? Is that taxable? Where's the law that says, see, there is no law. The only legal way to deduct money is under 7701A16 for foreigners. Aliens, foreign corporations, foreign organizations. Why isn't any of this brought up? Now, I saw where Beecraft made a half-assed attempt at it with some guy, I forget his name right now, in a case on appeal, but he didn't understand it, I guess. I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a long time because I give stuff that's getting to him. I don't have any problem putting this information out to anybody. I actually have 6 attorneys that are getting my information. One of them is very well known. I'm not going to give his name out. Evidently, there's enough validity in the research that he's looking at it. Maybe it's, you know, we got to do what we got to do. But I am going to make this stuff available. I've been trying to figure out how to make it presentable, and I want to make it hot link so that people can read the stuff, like in these court cases, or read the court decisions and for themselves, and make up your own mind. So why is Randy Kirkendall's case important? They convicted him with United States of America was the real party of interest. In the United States District Court, we know conclusively United States District Court is not an Article 3, Section 2 court. It is not a limited jurisdictional court. It isn't anything. But we know where they got the verbiage for it out of the territory of Hawaii. Yeah, in 1948. They say so. They say that's what they did. It's an inquisitorial court. These courts that are inquisitorial. And see, this is the only authority for the IRS. Their inquisitorial power only exists after you volunteer. Yep, I got that court case. Their inquisitorial, the power of inquisition of the IRS only exists after you fill a 1040 out or you sign up for it. Isn't that amazing? And do you know under 5 U.S.C. 552A, I don't know the number, it's A4 or something, but anyway, it's 5 U.S.C. 552A. Do you know that the government can't even keep records except on citizens of the United States?
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.